In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Thank him because he answers prayer. And even tonight he will hear us and do something new in our lives. Bless him for one more minute. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we're praying. Hallelujah. We're going to take time to thank the Lord before we get into the miracle service. Are you ready for tonight? Are you ready for April's miracle service? We want to give God thanks for the next 3 minutes or so. I hope that is okay. We are a grateful people here. Amen. Even to the little things that God does, we tell him thank you. Amen. It's one of the greatest and cheapest secrets to seeing more of God when you thank him for what he has done. First of all, we are going to thank the Lord for the 3 days of divine visitation. How many of you were blessed? How many of you remember the water and the handkerchief? Amen. I pray that you will not idolize it. Oh. Somebody said, I poured water on my house, all the entrance of my house, and then the landlord called and said, just pay. So somebody now will start pouring the water on their purse. Your purse will tear. Your purse will tear, except it's an original one. Amen. But are you ready for what God will do today? So we'll first of all thank him for the 3 days. But I want you to know that many more weeks from now, we'll keep hearing testimonies of what God has done through that meeting. Amen. Number two, we are going to thank God. Today marks 7 years. Amen. It's not easy to serve God, though. I hope you know. And to stay consistent for 7 years. These 7 years were not 7 years of bed of roses. They were not 7 years of honey. Huh? They were not 7 years of eating apple. Time will fail us to tell you what we have gone through. And I thank God that there are a few of us who are here who started from the beginning. Hallelujah. So we are going to give God thanks for these two things. I saw Mrs. Blessing Enoch. I think I saw her. Where is she? Where are you there? Please come, Mrs. Blessing Enoch. I hope you're not shy. Please come. Let's clap for this woman of God. Come. Hallelujah. I want to leak one secret. Please come. Come up stage. Come up stage. Amen. The whole world is watching you now. If you want to clap, clap. Don't pretend to clap. Amen. You're welcome. You look good, though. This must be an expensive cloth. She's half started. Amen. This is Mrs. Blessing Enoch. How many children you get now?
Two.
Okay, two. You've been married for how many years?
6 years.
So don't look at her and say, oh, she's just one young girl. In fact, in this house, many of the young faces you are seeing, you have to go and ask them. Some of them are married. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of them are. So, this woman, SJ and I started in her house. Is it true? You remember? 6th of April was on a Friday, 2018, right? It was in your house, your father's house, not your house. You have moved to your house now. But then you were in your father's house in Shagari Locos. We were 7 of us then, and you were there. So there was something I did. I want you to tell them. I didn't tell you I was going to call you, right? So there was something we did when I was praying. There was something I did for everybody. Do you still remember? I anointed the feet of everybody. You remember what I used? I think she has.
We used my Vivon oil.
Vivon oil.
Yes.
You've heard me say that story before, ba? So it's true, ba? God bless you. Thank you so much. That thing that started in your house, look at part of it today. God bless you. Amen. Now, I did that because a lot of people feel preachers exaggerate a lot. Not here. I've said this again and again. So I did it today so that you will have the proof. She was the one who brought, it was a Avivon oil. Pet house. Purple, I can't forget it. Zach, you were there, you were there, right? Okay, you weren't there. Bishop had traveled to Kaduna. Bishop went to enjoy. He left me and went to enjoy. Amen. Pastor Henry, were you there? You were there? Was Hawa Balami there? I think she came late. It's like she came late or something. 7 of us. When God calls you, you will not always look like where you are going to. But you must think like where you are going to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You think like where you are going to. You speak like where you are going to. You act like where you are going to. Till you get to where you are going to. Somebody didn't hear what I said. I said, turn to your neighbor. Say, when God calls you, you will not look like where you are going to. But you must think like where you are going to. You must speak like where you are going to. Then you must act like where you are going to. Till you get to where you are going to. Somebody give Jesus a big, big shout of praise. Hallelujah. So we are going to sing a song of gratitude to God. And then after that, we'll thank God. And then we'll get to the miracle service. Where is Mrs. Tina? You know the song now. Please come. Mrs. Tina, come. Amen. I saw you on stage and I planned something there. Hallelujah. Celebrate Mrs. Tina. You know the song now. So get a key for her. Unless we're going to sing the song. And then after that, we'll take 3 minutes. You are going to thank God for this vision, for this mandate. Thank God for me. There were many times I wanted to give up. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There were many times, I will write it in a book one day. When we get to 10 years, I'll start writing my biography. Amen? Yeah. We actually have another biography I'm already writing. But I think I need to write about, you know, what we have gone through to keep this flag flying. This is not Port Harcourt or Dubai, where you have millionaires when we call you. When we started, none of us looked like where we were going to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All we had was the promise of God. And today we are reaching nations from a city that is still suffering from Boko Haram insurgency. It takes God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It takes God. Lift your hands. We are going to sing this song together and just thank the Lord. You've been faithful, Lord. You've been faithful, Lord. From the ages of old. Oh, that is why your name minutes, I'd like you to open your mouth and release a prayer of thanksgiving. Release a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you for the 3 days of divine visitation. Thank you for the miracle service of last month. Thank you for the testimonies springing forth in this house again and again. Thank you for all that we have seen you do. Would you lift your voice? Would you lift your voice? Would you lift your voice and thank Him? Would you lift your voice and thank Him? Mantala barata kabayazenama. Thank Him for the many miracles that we have seen. Thank Him for His banner of victory. Thank Him for this ministry. Thank Him for 7 years of His faithfulness. 7 years, not 7 days. 7 years, not 7 months. Open your mouth and thank Him for the gift of His servant. Open your mouth and bless Him for the gift of His presence. Outside, make sure you are thanking Him. Overflow, make sure you are thanking Him. Online, make sure you join us around the world. Lift your voice and just thank this God, this amazing God. Outside, please lift your voice and thank Him. Everyone and on this premises, even for the things that He will do and for the things He has done, will you lift your voice and thank Him? Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hey! Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All His mercies endure forever. Amen. All His mercies endure forever. Amen. Malashika paketo kombreni kesia. Even for this service, we thank you for the things that you are about to do. Monshila hakariatanama. Thank you, Father. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for His hand that is upon you. Thank Him for Jesus' name we pray. Father, we give you glory. Indeed, we thank you for all that you have done. 7 years of your faithfulness. Thank you for the miracles upon miracles upon miracles that we have seen. We give you glory. Thank you for silencing our haters. Thank you for taking away shame and reproach from us. Thank you for bringing our feet out of a miry clay and establishing it upon a rock. Thank you for the 3 days of divine visitation and all that you did. for the overflow of testimonies coming from that program. And now thank you for what you will do in this service. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Luke chapter 6, before you sit down, Luke chapter 6 from verse 16. I want to show you what God is going to do tonight. And I want your heart to be ready. I'd like you to truly be ready to receive. The power of God is strong. I can sense it. I can feel it. God is about to move suddenly. And I want your attention to be focused on Jesus. As much as it is good to look at me and believe me, believe the God that sent me. I don't want anybody to be a spectator tonight. I want you to receive. Be part of what God is doing. Whether you are following online, watching around the world, or you are at the overflow, or you are in this auditorium, I want you to believe God for what He will do tonight. And I want you to have a desperate attitude in receiving from God. When it is time to pray, cry with the depth of your heart. And when you see God already doing for others, celebrate because your own is coming. Do you believe that? In the name of Jesus Christ. That lady wearing at the door, lilac, is that lilac scarf? You are looking back with eyeglasses. You were looking back. No, don't come out. Just wait. I'm going to talk to you. The grace of God is upon you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said this so that I will not forget. The grace of God is upon you. I'm going to speak to you in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? All right. Luke chapter 6, verses 16. Next verse, please. 17. Quickly. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And verse 19 says that the whole multitude sought to touch him, because beyond healing, power went out from him. How many of you are ready to receive the power of God today? Beyond healings, beyond miracles, there's going to be a release of impartation. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? There's going to be a release of an impartation of power, of grace. Many people will step into their calling and their ordination today. The power for the next level is released upon someone today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Power that is needed for anything whatsoever. And God will glorify his name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amazing God. Amazing God. You always come true for me. Amazing God. Come for me. Amazing. One of the things that God wants to do today is God wants to heal. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a strong anointing here for healing. And some of the people who came up to facilitate kept talking about that. It's true. God wants to heal in a wonderful way. God wants to bring an end to affliction. So that you can believe that if he can heal a sickness in your very eyes, then he's fixing every part of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, both inside and outside, and even those who are watching online, if you are here and you have any kind of eye condition, or you are blind, please step forward. Any kind of eye condition, any kind, even if the name is longer than this pulpit, any kind of eye condition. Some of them are walking out not knowing that they will go back not the same. Makela rusakrate kele bahayada. Amazing. You always come true for me. Amazing. Yes, Lord. You always come true for me. You always come true for me, amazing God. Yeah. You always come through for me, amazing God. Any kind of eye condition, just come. Just come. This is big number. Amen. Those that are sitting near them, better watch what they left there. They return back to their seat and anything is missing, we'll hold you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I hear a name like Elvis. 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 And then I'm hearing another name. I don't know if it's connected to this name or is a different person. I hear a name like Chukuka. Oh, this is perhaps the middle name. This Chukuka. It's like a middle name or something. Somebody here. Come. Come. Glory. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory to the the throne, and unto you we lift our voice to say, you're the Lamb upon the throne. To say, you're the Lamb upon the throne. When I closed my eyes to worship just now, I saw an angel just standing here. And the Lord is telling me that what he will do in this service is me, he's telling, not you. He said, it will remind me of how we started. Hallelujah. One of the mantles on this ministry, believe it or not, is the mantle for signs and wonders. That's how this ministry started. Some of you who followed us from the university till now, you know what I'm talking about. Strange kinds of miracles. We have seen it. We have seen it. There are certain things that God will do just to convince you enough that His power is real and that He has sent you. And this service, we are going to see a repeat of those days. In the name of Jesus. This daddy that is here, you're welcome, sir. What's wrong with your eyes, sir? Where's, I will need medical people now. Where's Dr. Emmanuel? Where's Pastor Henry? No, you can't sit there now. You come around. This is now, I will need a lot of, amen. No, don't sit down. Please stand. Don't sit down. Please stand. You will sit, but just keep standing. Amen. You're the Lamb upon the throne. Can you open your mouth and pray in the spirit for 1 minute? Open your mouth and just pray. God is about to visit somebody. And you're the Lamb upon the throne. Hallelujah. What's wrong? Okay, they are still on him. I'm trying to look for very difficult issues. We'll start with that today. Amen. You have an eye condition, sir? What's wrong? Huh? Please, you guys help me. Huh? You can't see. You can't see properly for too long. If you are reading, at a point everything just becomes blur. So that means as you are looking at me, very soon everything will become blur. If you are reading, okay, if you are reading a text message, where's your phone? Is with you there? All right, so you are going to read. God is going to heal you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Please, sir, come. Minister Enoch, come. I want you to... Okay, use your handkerchief to clean your eye. Use this. Just close your eyes. I'll tell you when to open your eyes. Lay it on his eyes. Just lay, don't pray. Just lay it on his eyes with your hands. And just put it there. Hallelujah. It's done. Remove it. Remove your phone, sir. I said close your eyes. You people learn with instructions. Amen. It's gone. When you laid your hands on him, I saw something like scales leaving towards this side. That's how I knew that it was gone. It's not just you just be looking and say, it's gone. No, it doesn't happen like that. No. There is a science to this thing. Spiritual science. Amen. God has healed you. What's your name, sir? Eyes closed. Nehemiah. God has healed you. Bring out your phone. Now open your eyes. Get a mic. Let him read. He's going to read. Just choose anything on your phone. Maybe an MTN message or anything. And read it. Because if you read another text message now, you'll be in trouble. Amen. So read. Put the mic very well on his mouth. Yeah. I want you to keep looking at it and read. Let's check. He said once he starts reading, everything becomes blur. So I don't want you to struggle. Okay? Now start reading.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Put that mic on his mouth very well.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're not, you can't stand behind him and come to the front. Yes, so that you don't block him. Okay, read now. Just read something long, anything long.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. The God be the glory. May God the Father keep us as one.
Keep reading. Keep reading.
Happy birthday. May the light of the Lord shine bright over you. May his mercy carry you.
It's reading his birthday love messages.
This new year shall be a blessed one for you.
Look
and
at
your
me,
family.
Sir.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Is it blue?
No.
Clear?
Yes, sir.
As clear as you can?
Yes, sir.
How long?
Since from my birth.
From birth?
Yes, sir.
You know why I asked you that question?
Yes, sir.
As soon as I finished praying for you, even though I didn't do it vocally, God said, it's a family issue that is also coming to an end.
Yes, yes. My sister is...
Your sister?
Yes, my elder sister.
Where
she's
is
also,
she? Has eye condition. Oh, yes. See the sister yes. there. Are you looking or celebrating God? Did you come for miracle service? Are you surprised? God told me, while I stood there, as soon as he finished laying hands on you, God told me it's a family issue that needs to be dealt with.
Yes,
I never
sir.
Knew your sister was here with you.
Yeah, she's there. From my elder brother down to me.
Down?
Yes, sir.
Completely. Where's your, is your mom alive?
No.
She's late?
Yes, sir.
She used glasses before she died? How old was she? How old were you when she... Okay.
About 13 years. I was about...
Oh, oh that was...
Yes.
I'm saying that because I'm seeing a picture in front of me. And now God has healed you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sister, how are you? Come now. Your own are which ones? You're not wearing glasses. Your sister is wearing glasses. What's wrong with you?
I can't read tiny text messages. Sometimes I have to stream.
Do you have any example on your phone? You have a tiny...
My phone is in my bag.
Okay, go and bring your phone. If God healed your brother, God should heal you too. See how God can visit a family in one service. Can you give Jesus the biggest hand of praise? Hallelujah. So all of you in front, have you gotten... What's wrong with that?
Yes, sir. Long-sightedness condition.
Long-sightedness. That means
yes,
he can only see things that are far.
Yes.
He can't see...
He couldn't read his Bible without eyeglass.
He couldn't read his Bible?
Yes, without eyeglass.
Without glasses?
Yes, sir.
Daddy, for how long?
It's about more than 10 years now.
More than 10 years?
Yes, sir.
He's older than some people in Maiduguri. Daddy, God is going to heal you.
Amen.
I will not pray for you. I will not touch you. God will heal you.
Amen.
Please take off Daddy's glasses. Sir, take the handkerchief. Daddy, please close your eyes. I'll tell you when to open your eyes. Use it to clean his eyes. Just clean. Yes. Father, we thank you because it is done. Daddy, open your eyes. You can see clearly. Give him something to read. He will see clearly. I know it as I know my last name. Hallelujah. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. Can he read now? Let him read. Daddy, look at your phone and read. You can see clearly. God has healed you. Bring the handkerchief, come. You'll clean all these people's eyes, they will see. Amen. That's what the Lord said. He said, when you go there, just clean your eyes with your handkerchief.
My son, right? My son despised not the destiny of the world, of the Lord. And neither...
Are you seeing him on the screen there? He's the one reading.
His.
Can you give Jesus the biggest shout of praise?
Sir, you said? Daddy, you said, what did you say?
Without eyeglass, I cannot read like this.
But now you are reading like this without glasses.
Yes, sir. If it is tiny more than this, I cannot see it well.
God is doing more than you are shouting. Hallelujah. Long-sightedness. That is, hypermyopia you call that? For 10 years. Where's the glasses? Daddy, who did you come with?
I came with my wife and my children.
Where are they? Everybody, family members. Come. Let's clap for them. Wife and children, cousin, uncle. Hallelujah. She. Glory to God. Amen. These are your children. Wow. Oh, lovely. Where are four of them? Okay, just three. Okay, plus, hello, how are you? And him?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, that's great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wonderful. Is there any name that starts with Chi? Chi something? Any of them? Where are you from?
I'm from Benue State.
You're from Benue State?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I heard a name like Chidi Ebere or something like that.
Yes.
Who's that? Chidi Ebere.
Yes, sir.
Chidi Ebere. Come. I heard that name. Chidi Ebere. So all of these five are your children.
Yes, sir.
If God can heal you,
yes,
10 years,
yes,
God is going to change the story of your family.
Yes. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is what God is telling me. One of your children is going to travel out of the country to study.
Amen.
One of your children.
Amen.
Father, I release a season of open doors for this family.
Amen.
You that has opened the eyes, you will open doors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you. It is done. Celebrate Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Return back to your seat. Amen. Come and clean. Oh, now?
She has brought the phone.
You brought the phone? All right. How long has been your own condition?
From birth.
From birth. You were born with it?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, wow. Let me see this, your glasses. Anything that followed you from birth is leaving you today. Your amen says you have accommodated that thing. See anything with these glasses on. Very thick. Honestly, I mean, you can just look through. Very thick. Amen. Bring the handkerchief. No prayer for you people. God is going to heal you automatically. A sign and wonder. Just close your eyes, okay? Clean her eyes with it. The champion of the host above, and the captain of my destiny. In you alone I make my bones. You reign alone. She just opened her eyes, no problem. Now, you see, when I say close your eyes, open your eyes, what I'm doing is I'm working with some angels. So I can see when they are working on the eyes. When they are done, they will tell me. Then I will. You think it's just automatic? No, it's not automatic. Amen. When we were small, somebody used to say, if you want to see spirit, that there's one red thing in the eye of a dog, remove it and put in your eye, you'll see. First of all, I checked all the dogs I ever had. I didn't see any red thing. When God opened my eyes, there was no need for any red thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is opening somebody's file today. I say God is opening somebody's file today. I mentioned the name Chidi Eberi, and there is, whoever that person is, there's a name like Ikena connected to that name. Come, quickly. Quickly. I know you are here. All right, my dear, look at me. God has healed you.
Amen.
Without anything.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You are going to read from your phone. Do you have a Bible on your phone?
Yes.
Open. Okay, you already have something stationed.
Yes.
She really wanted to test. Now read. Don't strain. Don't strain. Leave it like that. No, 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 no. Ah, don't worry. Like this. Look at it. Relax. Okay. Breathe in, out. Oh yeah, read.
In my previous role as a staff nurse.
Continue.
In a busy medical ward, I was there.
She's surprised that she can see.
To lead shift.
Is she
concerning?
Is she correct? Everything she's reading. Clap for Jesus. She said excellent.
Young and healthcare assistant.
Let me see what you're reading. He's reading the question. Is this an interview or something? Oh, are you going for an interview? You are preparing for one. Oh, to where?
UK.
To UK. Put it like this. What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. Yes, Father, the door to United Kingdom is open.
Amen.
God who has opened your eyes has opened that door.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Wes, I need somebody to document the testimony, every one of them. I need somebody here. So just carry and your brother. How are you, brother? What's your name? Nehemiah. Wonderful. What's your name, my dear?
Nemarhelwa Felicity.
Huh? You said?
Nemarhelwa. Nemarhelwa. It's a tribal name.
None of the above. It's wonderful name. So I just need you, come, Sister Debbie. So you just take their testimonies quickly. All right, let's deal with all these people in front. The next case I'm going to is hearing condition. We are starting this miracle service with the difficult ones. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is trying to show off today. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Where is Enoch? Come. Oh, you've already started cleaning your eyes. No, let's start with this first row. What's wrong with this woman? Find out before you. One eye is closed. Is there any of them that is blind?
She was born like that.
She was born like that?
Yes, placenta disorder.
Okay. And so she can't open the eyes, she can't see.
No.
Bring your camera. I want you to see so that when the miracle starts, this is the highest you can open these eyes. Huh? Can you see with it?
No.
Close this eye. And you say she was born like that. Can you see? Can you see anything?
No.
Okay. Do you believe God is going to open these eyes and you will see with it?
Yes, I believe.
I want you to forget about what they told you when you were born. Okay. Forget about how far you have lived with it, okay? Don't get too used to it because God is about to open your eyes. What's your name?
Her name is Alheri Musa.
Alheri.
That's Grace.
Of course, Grace. She educated me, said Grace. Who is Alheri's? Who came with Alheri here? Yeah.
My elder sister.
All right, you may be seated. God bless you. Where is the elder sister? Sister, come quickly, please. God is doing something here. Things recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that you do. And how are you, ma? You are elder sister?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Dinah. Yes.
Diana or Dinah?
Dinah.
Okay. She was born like this.
Yes, sir.
She's not married.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe God will heal her?
Yes, sir.
Is that why you came?
We have been coming here for 3 or 4 weeks now.
For 3 or 4 weeks now?
Yes, sir.
I know you will not escape today.
Amen.
Are you married yourself?
Yes, sir.
You have children?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please put your hand on your stomach. How many children do you have?
Two, sir.
Two children.
Yes, sir.
I'll come back to you. There's something I'm seeing and we need to pray. Huh?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please pray in the spirit where you are. Father, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your glory. You are the one that opens the eyes of the blind. It is all that you do. What are you turning to wine? You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like God that the eyes should be open and that she will see with it. How many of you believe that? In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the miracle. In the name of Jesus. Open it, my dear. No. Put the hands on the other eyes. Yes, open that eye. Look at that. That is better than the first time. Test and see if she can see anything. Test if she can see. Ask her. Hallelujah. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any. Is asking me to attend to a condition. Is there anybody here that has any bone condition? Bone. B-O-N-E. Bone. Bone condition. Even if you can't walk or something, any kind of bone condition, just gather them for me, please. Can she see now? Okay, she can't see yet, but the eyes are open. She's going to see. All right?
Eyes open! Open!
Have you seen anything? She can see shadows. She says somehow.
Tell me what, like something is moving?
Yes.
Like something is moving?
Inside my eyes.
Huh?
Inside my eye.
Okay, in your eyes.
Yes.
Father, thank you for this miracle. It is perfected in the name of Jesus. Take her to my chair to sit for 1 minute. And get somebody. It's not just sitting down. Let her sit and let somebody be checking her. She'll be seen. Okay? Perfectly. God has healed you. And healed your sister. Can I pray for you? I want to pray. I don't know. Before I say it, are you interested in having another child? Don't worry. This is just answer me. I'm not forcing anything to you. All right? You are interested in having another child? Because God is asking me to cancel complications. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The delivery of your two children, was it smooth? It was smooth.
Yes, sir.
I see another child coming. But you see this placenta, something that they said. I'm seeing it repeating itself. But we are canceling it today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You want to have one more child?
Yes, sir.
What sex?
Female.
Female.
Yes.
All right. Father, you that did it for Mama Mercy, do it for this woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come back with your testimony. God has given you a girl child. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. All right, let's get everybody healed now. Please arrange this line quickly. 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 Glory be to God in the highest. All of you, just close your eyes. Glory. I will tell you when to open your eyes. In the glory be to God in the highest.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God
in the highest.
Amen.
For His mercy. Just did another miracle now. Allow them to sing. You clap for Jesus. Check this. Check this guy. Check this. This a speaker. Read what is on top. Can you spell it? She couldn't see from a distance. Okay? Look. she's overwhelmed by the anointing. Huh? Don't worry. You can see now. You can see. Look at me. You can see. Doris. You can see. Read what is there. Okay, come. She's still overwhelmed. Let's wait for her to. God is healing people. I hope somebody's checking. Okay. Let me just finish with these people. Stone. Help this lady. Done. By His stripes we are healed. for his mercies. What's wrong with your child? He can't see.
Well, he can see, but the eye is running out tears.
Okay,
the eye is brownish in color. We took him to hospital, but the
eye is... He's sleeping now?
Yes, he's sleeping now.
The eyes are brownish.
Yes.
How old is he now?
Sometimes he's scratching. He's 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And he scratches him sometimes.
Yes. It will be uncomfortable. He cannot sleep. He will just...
So wait for him to wake up, and then you clarify the healing.
Okay, sir.
All right? Father, what's his name?
Marvelous.
Father, Marvelous must become a marvelous gift.
Amen.
Every eye condition, we call it healed now.
Amen.
And Lord, let the color of the eye change.
Amen.
To normal.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All of you in the front, open your eyes and check yourself. God has healed all of you. All of you. Get her to read. And maybe something. Read what's on that drum there. Let her read it. I'm sure God has healed her.
Yahama.
What's wrong with you?
Yahama.
I can't see from afar. Right.
Yahama.
She's reading what's on the keyboard.
Yes.
Spell it.
Yamaha.
You can't read from afar. So you can't read what's on the keyboard now. It's blurry. Oh, it will become clear. Close your eyes. Don't worry. It's easy. Huh? Father, thank you. Let it be one of the things that God will correct tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesse, your eyes are open. Now, read what's on the keyboard. Don't struggle, just read. It's done. Hallelujah. All of you in the front, how many of you confirm that you are healed? Huh? If you are healed, wave your hands. Those of you in front, wave your hands. You can read it. Put the mic. Let him breathe. Let's hear.
MODX8+.
Said he couldn't read from far. Were you born like that or?
Yes.
You were born like that?
I discovered it when I was in primary school.
When you were in primary school. I saw his mom, Evangelist Ella. Is it true? When he was in primary school. You know, I've always seen him use, I think you use glasses or something.
Yes, sir.
God has healed him now.
Amen.
Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. All of you in front, how many of you have been healed? Just wave your hands. Can we celebrate God for this? I want you to clear them one side and document their testimonies one by one. Who is doing that for me? Please, quickly. Today is a lot of work. Amen. And those at the back, step forward. Let me deal with them. I said I want to pray for bone conditions. Okay, those of you in front, please just go straight there. Okay? I see some family members and all of that. All of you, step forward. I won't need to touch you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put two fingers on your eyes. God is going to heal you. Something wrong with him, sir? What's wrong?
His eyes itches and at times reddish.
Yeah. You see, even
yes.
Look at the right eye. What's his name?
Matthias.
Matthias.
Yes.
Ah, that's my father's name. God must heal you. Huh? God must heal you. How are you called, Matthias? Do you want God to heal you?
Yes.
Do you want to stop scratching your eyes?
Yes.
How will you know if God has healed you? Your eyes will not scratch you again?
Yes.
And you said tears come out of it? So I'll pray for you now. Huh? Father, thank you for healing Matthias. Loose him in the name of Jesus. It's done. Celebrate Jesus. Check him. Check him, sir. All of you in front. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare spirits of blindness to leave now. And I command that every eye defect, every eye condition be healed in the name of Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. And I command your eyes to see in Jesus' name. Open your eyes. Check. Check. God has healed you. You can't see from far. Try looking at something at a distance. You can't see what is near. Get your phone and read or something. Check your eyes. God has healed you. How is she now? Can she? How is the sight? Please get them mics. We need all the mics.
She's seen shadows.
Shadows?
Yes, sir.
She can see shadows?
Yes, sir.
Come. Can we clap for Jesus? This is... If I was God, I wouldn't take this. Hallelujah. Look at, listen. She was born with that eye closed. That was how she was born. Are you hearing what? This is a real miracle. The eyes closed from birth. Are you hearing me? And now it is opened and she can see shadows. She, for 40 years. That's why I'm angry with the way you are celebrating God. What is wrong with you? Are you tired or not? What is the name of this service? That's what we are doing here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No time for preaching. Miracle straight. Please be seated. 40 years. Father, thank you for perfecting this healing. In the name of Jesus. God has healed you. Opens the door for marital settlement. In the name of Jesus. Those of you in front, how many of you now can see clearly? Don't worry. Don't try to act. If you can't see, don't wave your hand. We'll attend to you. How many of you can see clearly? Wave. Wave. Let's clap for Jesus. Wave. Let me see. Okay. Those of you that can see, come to the front. You can see clearly now. Clearly. I see even your eyes are red. And God has healed you now. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Even you too, doctor. Even two of our medical people are healed. Can you clap for Jesus? Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. I want you to, those of you that can be healed, just go this way. Let them document your testimony. Those of you that cannot be healed, step forward. All right? Where are the people with the bone conditions?
Yes, sir.
I'll pray for the sick generally, but let's handle these issues. Bone conditions. What's wrong with them? Let me see, one after the other. Did you find out?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so, she had a spinal cord problem. She had an accident since 2019.
Since 2019?
So it affected her spinal cord, and then I think she said her pelvic bone are broken.
Your pelvic bones. So how is it that you can stand?
Miracle. The grace of God.
I know it's the grace of God, but so are you in pains?
If I stand now, feel pain.
Okay.
I cannot stand for so long.
I need a doctor here. Is there any medical person here? Even if you are in the congregation, medical person, doctor or nurse, please come. Amali, please come. We need to verify what the issue is. Find another person. Talk to her. Let's know. She had an accident that affected her spinal cord. She said something about the pelvic bone. Please find out. Okay, you are, they are documenting your own. And go. Dr. Amali, please come. Find out what the issue is. Is there any of them that has, that is, that affects their leg?
Yes, sir.
Which one?
This one, sir.
You? Yes, who else?
This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, what's wrong?
His legs, he can't stand for so long.
Ah. Seriously? Was he an accident? What happened?
Just like that.
Your left leg?
Yes.
Is it the knee?
Yes.
What's wrong with the knee?
Just like that.
Can we get a chair so we can check and see what the issue is? It just developed like that. So what can't you do without with this bone, bone condition? If I were you in the congregation, I'll start praying and asking God to visit me. The miracle service has not started. If I were you in the congregation, I will pray now and ask God to visit me. In the name of Jesus. Yes?
Sir, she can't bend with the knees.
Bring a seat. I want her to sit down. I want us to raise the cloth and check what is there. Could you raise your clothes up a bit? Let's see the knee. Just to the knee. What's wrong?
Just like that. It's paining me. One day I just wake up in the evening time. I just start here. My leg is paining me.
Just like that?
Yes, sir.
The pain?
Yes, sir.
The arrow will return back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Are you in pains now? Huh?
No.
Okay. The power of God will come on you now.
Amen.
Father, let bone be joined to its bone. Let bone be joined to its bone. In the name of Jesus. Bone be joined to its bone now. Healing to the muscle, the ligament. Healed! In the name of Jesus.
Please come, my dear. Come. Hold this one. Carry this. Carry this level. Let me see. Just one more. Okay. It's all right. Bring that one.
Father, thank you because it is done. In the name of Jesus. So, get her to exercise. Check. The pain would have gone completely. Check that. Let's see. Who else again? All of you, bone condition. What's wrong with you? I need someone else here. Huh? You too? Where, your mom? Where is your mom?
She's in Yola.
In Yola. What's wrong with her?
Her right leg.
Her right leg?
From her bones to her muscles, she was poisoned by a colleague at work.
Poisoned?
Yes, sir.
Ah! Let's deal with this. Come. Do you know what you do for me? Is your mom aware you're here?
Yes, sir.
She's aware. I want you to go and call her and tell her right now that she'll be prayed for.
Okay, sir.
And she'll be healed.
Okay, sir.
What's wrong now, currently? What's wrong with her leg?
It's like her muscles. It's difficult for her to walk, to stretch.
It's difficult for her to stretch.
Yes, it's in her whole body. They said she won't reach April, that they're sucking her blood.
That the blood suckers will be destroyed today.
Amen.
Anything sucking your blood is arrested.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is a devilish case. Poisoned from work. We are going to attend to that today. I'm going to pray some dangerous prayers today. Are you ready? What's your name?
Joy.
Joy. I want you to go call your mother now. Tell her that she will be prayed for now.
Okay, sir.
When you have told her that, come back. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to declare healing and deliverance by proxy. And then you will go and call her and we'll get the testimony.
Okay, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Could you do that quick?
Yes, sir.
Please. All of these people.
This is baby Shekina. Since January, she has been having pains at her ribs.
At her ribs?
Yes, sir.
Come, my dear. Where do you have the pains? Here and here. You gone to the hospital? Did you take her to the hospital?
Severally.
Yes. What do they always say?
Today it will be this fever, typhoid, a lot of things. But we have planned to take her for this one, this pain.
Okay, because this one has persisted.
Yes.
What?
They said it's whether warm or something. Please interview the mother.
Because maybe it will be like we should deworm her.
Sorry.
That we should deworm her. Maybe it's worms.
Deworm?
Yes. But we dewormed her in December last year. So she said we should still deworm her. Maybe it will be worms that is cooking.
Are you feeling the pain? Are you feeling the pain now?
No.
You can't feel the pain now. Were you feeling it before you came out?
Yes.
But you can't feel it again.
Yes.
Okay, use your arm to squeeze that place. Squeeze. Squeeze it very well. Are you feeling any pain?
No.
You are not feeling any pain?
Yes.
But you were feeling it before you came out?
Yes.
Whether you clap or not, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. What's wrong with you? Stand by her side. What's your problem? What's wrong with you? You. Come, sir. Huh? Okay, you brought her out. Okay, you don't have any issue. No, I mean bone condition. That's why I called for.
Yes, I brought her. She says she cannot come out by herself. I should bring her out.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, she's the one.
Yes, she's
but
the one.
None of you. Two of you.
Him.
What's this? Okay. You can't bend how? You can't, okay. You can't bend this. It's a lot of pain. Okay, this hand cannot bend like this. Okay. Oh, wow. Come and check this. Let's see. What's missing? Is it a bone or what's wrong with you?
His hands too. Cannot like this one.
Huh? Okay. Okay, your hand cannot.
Yes, it was twisted.
Okay, this one can go like this, but this one. Twisted, broken?
Yes.
Who did you come with?
My sister.
Where is your sister? Where is the sister to this gentleman? You don't need to see him. If you know you came with somebody, a younger brother, and he's not around, come out. Where is the sister? Don't deny him. Where is she? Sister, are you outside? Who came? Who is connected to this gentleman? Huh? Camera, show so that those outside can. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Where is Victor? Okay. Oh, where's Paul? You didn't come with anybody. Where then they now? Now, wow. If I was giving him $100 now, you would take off. For you are holy. Now, look at this. This hand. Huh? This hand. But this hand cannot do that. Huh? So if you try, you'll be in pain. But okay, you can't even do it. What happened? Was it an accident or what?
Yes, sir, that's okay, please, sir.
Huh?
He fell down from crane.
He fell from
crane.
A crane?
Yes, sir.
At working place?
Yes, sir. I do follow my dad to workshop.
Okay, he follows your dad to the workshop and
yes,
then
sir.
He fell from a crane.
Yes, sir.
How old was he?
He's last 3 years, sir.
Huh?
Last 3 years.
3 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Do you want God to heal you? You want to be able to flex your hand completely? All right, come. You'll be healed now. Do you believe it?
Okay.
Do you want to be healed tomorrow or today?
Today.
Today.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Tomorrow or today?
Today.
Today.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Victor Lawi.
Victor. All right. Father, let your angel heal this hand. Let him be able to flex completely without pain. Anything that is missing, be restored by a creative miracle. the God of heaven and the earth. Kabiosi, Kabiosi. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabiosi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your name is Victor, right? Your name is Victor, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you are healed?
Yes, sir.
You are sure?
Yes, sir.
Did you feel anything when I was praying for you?
Yes, sir.
What did you feel? So we're going to check you now because God has healed you. Father, thank you. Okay. So this hand can go up to this point. Try this one now. Take it straight. Try it again. Straight. Are you giving God praise for this? This is 80%. Could he do this before? Flex it, let him see. Is it better now? He couldn't do this before. We couldn't get to this point before.
Yes, sir.
God has healed you. Huh? So when you go back tomorrow, you'll touch your shoulders. Eh? Tell him, and then you'll come back on Sunday and testify. Is that okay? God bless you. Can you give Jesus a big hand of praise?
Same issue, the same hand. And the hand is getting better already.
Without touching, the hand is getting better. Okay. Could you close your eyes? Healed! Touch it. Touch with the other hand, let me see. Done, completely. Clap for Jesus. Okay, it's looking too good to be true. That's why. These are not stage managed miracles. How are you? Any more pain?
Bend with the leg.
Okay, bend, let me see. You couldn't bend with the leg. Bend, let me see. Just do what I'm doing. Bend. Huh? No, put your two legs straight. Your two legs have to be like this, okay? All right, let's go. Come up. Come up. Huh? Do you still feel any pain? Okay. Father, thank you for the healing of this man. For the perfecting of this evening. Please disappear forever. Hallelujah. I think we need to sing a song at this point. I'm thinking of your song we sing. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.
Spinal dislocation.
Okay.
A dislocation. The bone moved forward and came back to its position.
Wow.
Well, it seems to be compressing on enough. She couldn't
move for about 3 months. She was admitted.
Wow.
But now she's just having the pain. She can move the legs, but she's having pain. Especially when she's doing any activity. The pain is around the pelvis.
Around the pelvis?
Yes.
So even now you are having pains. Where else again?
And then started from here, like this.
Okay, so you're having pains from your pelvis down.
Yes, sir.
Any other place where you have pain?
All here.
Who brought their handkerchief of Tuesday? Who brought it? Don't bring anything from Shirino. Who brought it? Okay, let me use Pastor Prince's own. The handkerchief from Tuesday. How many of you want us to pray on handkerchiefs again? All right. God is going to heal you. God does not want you to suffer pain. Are you hearing me, ma? How long is this pain? 2009. That's about 16 years. God is going to heal you. Father, thank you for the healing. Pains from 2009 disappear now. And everything that is missing is replaced. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ask her to bend and stand up and check if there's still pain. Can we celebrate Jesus for what he's doing? Hallelujah. Are your prayer requests ready? We are going to pray on them now.
So, yes, sir. Still the bones issue.
All of you, the bones
yes,
issue?
All of them. Yes, sir.
Okay, let me just pray for you quickly. You sent your word. What are these people doing here? And you heal.
Eye condition.
All of you, I. Now, wow. Oh yeah, come, let me touch you. My healer. Father, let their eyes be healed. Just close your eyes. Huh? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. My check yourself now. You are the Lord that he led me. Let's check. Let's pray now for those who have other conditions. If you have any other sickness, any health condition, could you stand right where you are sitting? Any other kind of sickness, health condition, please stand where you are. You are the Lord, my healer. Your mother, you told her, right?
Yes, sir.
So God is going to heal her now. You sent your word and healed my disease. Sit there. Anything that happens to you now will happen to your mom. Okay? You said it was her right leg? All right. Just relax. You are the Lord that healed me. You are the Lord, my Father. I rebuke this poison. I rebuke this poison. This arrow of affliction. I release the life and the healing power of God right now to your daughter far away in Adamawa State. In the name of Jesus Christ. That Lord, right now she'll begin to move her body. She will stand up and walk. And the affliction is gone. in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because it is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Joy, you are going to take your phone and call your mom. You said, for how long has the condition been?
Since last year. Yes, sir.
So go and call your mom now. Tell her to do what she couldn't do before. Bring the testimony for us.
Thank you, sir.
You'll be more surprised when you come back.
Amen.
Go. Now, Joy, you can go. Go. Joy that I just prayed for, her mother is in Adamawa. She's standing in for her mother. The mother was poisoned in the place of work. We can't finish this miracle service without speaking deliverance and judgment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The mother cannot move from the right leg to the whole body now. I just prayed for Joy. We are going to see healing and deliverance by proxy. So when Joy comes back, she's going to come with a good news. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? The same way as you are here, God is fixing many things around your life. I saw somebody have a miracle alert. Wait. So just listen. Just keep checking your phones. I saw somebody got an alert, and then I saw an email drop for somebody. So keep checking your phone till the end of the service. Those of you that are standing up, are you sick? Only those who are sick, please. Everybody sit. Those who are sick, maybe I didn't pray for your condition, please stand. Outside or inside, please stand. I want to pray for you now. Put your right hand where the condition is. Let me pray for you. I'm sure I'm done. What are all these people
just
still
the bones,
doing here?
Sir. The bones.
Huh?
The bone condition, sir.
Okay. So what's wrong here? Huh? Mama, please. What's wrong with Mama?
Still her arms.
Okay, the arms.
How is it now? Tuesday.
How many of you remember Mama on Tuesday?
Yes.
Are you feeling any pain?
Yes, I still.
Feel,
but since after that prayer, because it will come and connect my, I don't know whether nerves like this, but after that prayer, it subsided. But
I think that's the reason we hear and there are a couple of nerves don't mind together, but now you don't feel the pain again.
That depends, subsided.
In the name of Jesus, let's celebrate God for perfection of healing. What is wrong? Hi. Are you sure I skipped everybody? What's wrong?
My eyes, if I'm reading, it gets teary, and then I can't see text from afar.
Okay, meet Pastor Prince. We let him lay down his handkerchief on you and heal you. If you are sick, please stand, put your right hand.
That the joy
where the condition is. Huh?
Joy is back. She said, while you prayed, she called her mother, that while you were praying, she felt a poisonous substance go from her waist down to her leg and out.
The mother now felt something moving. Your mother is where? Your mother
Adamawa.
Is where?
Shh,
hold on, wait. Your mother is where?
Adamawa.
Yola.
Yes, sir.
Yola. While I prayed for you here,
yes, sir.
She said,
she felt something like pain going from her body.
From her
down
waist
to her
down
toes.
To the leg.
Yes, sir.
Gone.
Yes, sir.
And she can stand, she can move now. Yes. She stood up now. You can do better for Jesus. Ebenezer, let's pray for the sick first. That's going to be your song this season. It said, thus far the Lord has helped us. Wait, let's just finish this healing thing. Amen. Please put your right hand where the issue is. God told me on Wednesday. Actually, I started preparing for the miracle service on Wednesday. God told me, I know you went home and rested. No rest. Amen. God told me on Wednesday when I was praying, he said that he's going to heal diabetes and sugar condition. I think I wrote it on that book. I didn't check. I just remembered now. The Holy Ghost just remembered. So if you have that condition, stand up quickly. God, this is no need for those drugs again. And you see, if God tells me something, I mean all sick stand, especially if you have that condition. All right? When God tells me something, I believe him. Can we pray for the sick? Please put your right hand where the sickness, the condition is. Close your eyes and look up to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, inside and outside, the Bible declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Father, I stand on the authority of your word, and I come against the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of affliction, spirit of disease. I command you, go from God's people in the name of Jesus. Now I release the healing power of God into your bodies. From your head to your neck, your shoulders, your trunk, down to your legs. I declare that you are healed. I speak against diabetes and sugar conditions. Right now, I declare you healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of pain disappears. Every disease goes now. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are healed. I said you are healed. Inside, outside, and online, I declare that you are healed in Jesus' name. While you are standing, I want you to check yourself quickly. If God has healed you, please rush to the front. If you will know by the pain that has disappeared, check if the pain is no longer there or if it has reduced, please come to the front quickly. If you felt something in you while I prayed and you know you are healed, perhaps your own condition has to be taken to the hospital to check, please come. If you felt something while I prayed or you know that you are healed, please come quickly. Let's clap for Jesus as they come. Great testimonies. Great testimonies. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has the
marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. He's yet to do marvelous things for me.
Amen. What's wrong? What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. Miracle I want you to see. Amen. I think you need the anointing of Kunu and Bones. There's one more miracle I want you to see. This is, bring the camera here. Whatever you see today, go back and know God can do through your hands. Let me tell you something about the miraculous. It's easy. The reason why the miraculous is easy is because it's not you. Listen, pay attention here. You are not the one doing it. What you are seeing is me. But there's one walking through me. But for you to be aligned to God to walk through you is hard. But once you can be aligned to the Spirit of God, miracles become easy. Do you understand the balance now? Because somebody will there and say, now so in the talk, say easy. Yeah, aligning to the Spirit is difficult, but once you can align to the Holy Spirit, it becomes normal. It's not my hands that's touching there. It's His hands through me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's how God is going to use someone and make you a sign and a wonder. So, this hand do what it can do. It can flex this way and up, right? This hand can only go down. It cannot come up because there's a hole here. Come closer. Come and see the hole. This is miracles. Everything has to be verified. Come closer. Come catch it. You see where this scar is. You see a depression, right? That's what they call it in medical science, a depression. I don't know what is missing there. But God will do a creative miracle. If you try flexing it up, do you feel pains?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's just that it can't go up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Father, anything that is missing, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare a restorative miracle. I declare a restorative miracle right now. Any tissue, any bone, any tendon, anything that is missing returns back in the name of Jesus. We declare it perfected in the name of Jesus. Get him to flex it. It's going to be done. Hallelujah. Na so so wonder Jesus they do. Na so so wonder
Jesus they do.
I say na so so wonder Jesus they do. If God has touched you, you're healed, or you felt something in your body while I prayed and you know you are healed, please rush forward. We may not have time to take testimonies. We'll document them. All right? And count the number for future use. Amen? Can you take out your prayer points so that we can pray now? By now, you should have finished writing your prayer points. Please bring out your prayer requests written with your own hand. Those of you that are watching online, there's a link by the grace of God through which you can submit your request. The media department will put a link right now, whether you're watching by YouTube or Facebook, they will put it again. I want you to send your prayer requests. The God that we serve is a prayer answering God. Whether it is request concerning you or your family members, your colleagues, your friends, I want you to believe God with me on this altar. From around the world, wherever you are, God is doing miracles right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please rise on your feet if you have written your prayer request, inside and outside. Please rise on your feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. Please come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. Now, the Lord is showing me, because I'm looking at somebody's request right now, and from that request, I'm boldly declaring that in this service, there's an anointing for open doors. Yeah. Hear me. I see God opening doors for people to travel out of the country. Yeah. So I said that because I saw somebody write on the prayer request. That's what you are believing God for. And the paper you wrote on, it's not a full page. That's what you, one of the requests you wrote there, something that has to do with relocating, traveling out. And the paper is not a full page. Mom, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. It's not a full page. Come. We are going to pray now, but come. There's a reason why we do this. People need to believe that God sees and He speaks. It's not a full page. It's not, I think it's torn. And I saw that one of the requests you wrote there, it has something to do with traveling out or something. Amen. Please rise on your feet outside, inside with your prayer request. We are going to pray for the next 2 minutes right now. God has assured me that many requests will be turned to testimonies today. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where's Dixon? Where's the other camera? No, this one is a full page. This one is a full page. Yes. Yahweh, that's what I saw. You see that now? Go there. Go. Let's see. Next time, don't use that. Don't write your prayer request on there. Okay, get a full page. All right. You know why I called the two of you out? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I called you so that you can know that God, who can see. Oh, mommy too is showing her own. God sees even to your very requests. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What's your name, my dear?
Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your qualification?
BSc accounting.
Accounting?
Yes, sir.
And you want to go abroad?
Yes, sir.
You never marry, you want to go abroad? Is it not more difficult when you go abroad than here? Okay, God will make a way. We'll give you an Oyibo husband. Hallelujah. Amen. God is doing something tonight. I wish we had the time. Father, I stretch my hands. Kai. Are you back home? It's settled. You are going out. Look at me. You know, a scripture just flashed my mind now. Say, the one who breaks open for them will go before them, and the breaker, that scripture. Among you and your siblings, who has traveled out?
None, sir.
That's why I say the breaker. You'll be the first.
Amen.
That's how the prophetic works. Hallelujah. It is done. In the name, what do you do?
I'm a student.
Hey, I know. What are you studying?
Electrical electronic engineering.
Electrical electronics.
Yes, sir.
Is that all you do?
Yes. The prayer request is for my elder sister.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No, it's not. It's you. Is that all you do?
Yes, sir.
Something, I'm hearing something in my ears. I don't know whether it is you or somebody here. I want to pray for somebody who has something to do with construction. You are into construction. That's what I'm seeing. I heard that word, construction. Please give us the next 20 minutes and we'll be done with this service. Construction. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for that person. All right. I think I've gotten what I wanted. So all of you, return back to your seat. The door is opened. In the name of Jesus. Please lift up your prayer request. We are going to pray. I want you in the next 2 minutes. Huh?
He's into construction, sir.
You are into construction?
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus. Where were you? At the back, outside?
Not really. I was sitting here.
Oh, you were here?
No. Yes, behind.
What do you do in construction?
I produce aluminium windows, doors, everything aluminium and glasses.
Wow. Wow. Have I prophesied to you before?
Yes, sir.
When?
At the University of Maiduguri.
Where?
At the University of Maiduguri during the
where?
During a program, final year program.
When was that? Been a long time. I went to
2022.
Which program is it? Which fellowship is that?
FCS, sir.
FCS. Okay. When? Where is the captain? Where was that?
2023.
Was it when we went that time?
Yes.
Okay, it was the final year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think we are going to FCS this month again.
Yes, sir.
All right. I will shock them. No preaching. As soon as I come, bam, manifestation. And I will tell them that you have all the preaching you have been preaching since. Amen. What's the date?
16th
of April.
Yes, sir.
So those of you who are in it, 16th of April, be at Chapel of Grace. We are coming there. Amen. God is about to lift you, sir. Come. This is your fine clothes. You would have worn a good shoe to match it, though. Not palm, so. God is about to lift you.
Amen, sir.
In the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for some strange contracts to come to you. How much will you give me? What's my percentage? Now I'm fake. All of a sudden I'm fake.
No.
Listen. I don't need any percentage. Come. Father, open doors for this man. So that what, because, you are feeding yourself and feeding people, taking care of people. So the doors are open for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Multi-million contracts. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like you the next 2 minutes. You just have 2 minutes before I pray and speak over our lives and we are done. You have 2 minutes. Lift up that prayer request to God. Don't submit it. Lift it up to God and cry to God. Lift it up and cry. Before we submit, lift it up. Open your mouth, outside and inside. Receive the prayer requests. And you are here in this place, and we worship your quickly. You are here in this place, and we You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise, to our hearts we raise. You are awesome in this place. Your grace, your favor, your blessings upon this prayer request. And right now, in the name that is above every other name, we command that they are turned into testimonies. I said they are turned into testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Answer families. Turn around situations. Let your children know that they serve a living God. Open doors that have been shut. Let the sick be healed. And I decree and declare, in the name of the God whose I am and whom I serve, that every one of your children that has submitted a request here, online or here on site, one by one they will return back with testimonies. To the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you because it is done. Thank you for supernatural provision. Thank you for victory. Thank you for battles that are coming to an end. Thank you for open doors. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Please clear this. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Wave your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. Please, everybody stand. This is a very special moment. I want to release an impartation upon somebody here who is hungry. For somebody, you didn't come because you needed healing or any other thing. You came because you want fresh fire. You want the Lord to touch and minister to you. You're here because you want to access a higher level in the spirit. Please, everybody, lift your two hands inside and outside, following online. Just lift your two hands and be still. Just lift your two hands everywhere and be still. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, my God. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. Please just lift your hands, close your eyes and be still. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, my God. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I see the grace of God coming on the prayer life of some people right now. Weakness is coming to an end. God is giving you the strength of an eagle. The Lord said to me, there are 41 people here that he will anoint. A fresh anointing on their prayer altar. And when they return back, it will be fire like never before. Just lift your hands. Don't say amen now. There are 41 of you. Inside and outside. A fresh anointing is coming on your prayer altar. God is taking away that weakness. The pain, the agony. Whatever it is that has held you bound, that has kept you down. God is taking it away right now. And is going to anoint you. At the count of three, 41 of them, inside and outside. Vessels that God will begin to use in the place of prayer. Right now, as I stretch my hands, let there be a release of the anointing. Let there be a release of fresh fire. At the count of three, your prayer life is going into another level in this season. One, two, three. Touch it now. Touch it now. Touch. Holy Ghost, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. 41 of you, from the front to the back, from the left to the right, inside and outside. Take that grace. Take that grace. Your prayer life is coming alive. Your prayer life is coming alive. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just like the prophets foretold. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. I'm seeing the angel of the Lord putting coals of fire on some people here. And God says that's the impartation for spiritual gifts. For some of you, the spiritual gift you used to have is coming back. And some of you, you are about to start operating a new one by the Spirit of God. Please lift your hands. You are going to shout the name of Jesus at the count of three. And when you make that shout, that fire will rest upon those people here, inside and outside. It's a baptism for spiritual gifts. The operation of spiritual gifts. As soon as you shout Jesus on top of your voice, begin to pray in the spirit. And that fire will spread, it will spread everywhere in this place. Everywhere. From the front to the back. Gifts of healing. Gifts of the workings of miracles. Gifts of prophecy. Interpretation of tongues and tongues. Gifts of word of knowledge. In fact, there are 12 people that will begin to operate the gifts of knowledge. The word of knowledge. That's what I'm seeing. There are 12 of you that God is anointing with that gift. The word of knowledge. And even now, while the hand of God is on you, you'll begin to hear. At the count of 3. Even now, as the hand of God is on you, you'll begin to hear and see. Your hearing and your seeing is opened right now. Word of knowledge. That's what I'm seeing. At the count of 3, you shout Jesus. And there'll be a distribution of the fire for spiritual gifts. Father, let it fall. Let it fall upon this house. Inside and outside. Following online. Let it be a baptism of all kinds of spiritual gifts. 1, 2, 3. Shout Jesus. Touch. 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 Pray in the spirit now. Touch. 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 I release the gift of word of knowledge. I see 12 people and I say release of that gift of word of knowledge. Take it now. 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 Fresh. Fresh. Fresh from above. It is rain all over me. I release that distribution of spiritual gifts now. Right now, inside and outside. Inside and outside. God is still releasing it on people. Take that grace. I release it right now. Touch. Help them, help them, help them. Ride on Jesus. We need my way. Until we are well. And we are so. With a latter rain. I see a group of people here. You begin to feel fire on your hands. God is releasing 2 gifts now. The gifts of healing and the working of miracles. I see 25 of you. That's what I'm seeing. 25. At least 25 of you. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, with your hands lifted, I release a distribution of that gift by the ministry of angels. By the ministry of angels. You begin to feel fire on your hands. Right now, touch, receive it, outside, receive it now, outside, take that grace now. Jesus, Father, we give you the praise. There are some of you right now. You will feel something. I'm going to breathe through the microphone. And when I breathe, you will feel something like a cloth covering you. I call it the blanket of His presence. Get ready for a higher level, says the Spirit of God. You are ascending to a higher realm with God, a higher place. For some of you, revelations will begin to flow. Some of you will be caught up in the days ahead to the heavens. Some of you will even have out-of-body encounters. Some of you will go to heaven and return back with revelations in form of songs, in form of messages, in form of ideas. Are you ready? Lift your hands if you can. Father, as I breathe on this mic, let that blanket of your presence come on your children. It's coming on you now. It's coming on you now. I want you to whisper the name Jesus. That's it. That's it. Outside, it's coming on you. That's the blanket of his presence. That's the mantle of his presence. Receive it. Receive it. Jesus. Jesus, pray. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Many of you will be caught up to the heavens in the days ahead. Many of you have entered a realm of supernatural encounters by the Spirit. Many of you will begin to walk in the miraculous. Angels will begin to visit you in your dreams. Literally in your prayer time. You will feel it in the name of Jesus. Can I just walk around before we close? Sharabakita la mantelekeya. God is still anointing people. Mommy Badal, the Lord said I should pray for you. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Organedo. Do, 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 do. Do, do. To pray for you, man. Just hold my hand. The Lord is releasing to you a gift that you once had. It's coming back. And in this season, I declare, let there be a restoration of everything that you once had with God. I stir up everything that God has placed inside of you. Every anointing, every grace, I stir it up to begin to manifest. Ogenedo, do. Ogenedo, do, 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 do. Ogenedo, do, do, do. Please open your hands in front of you. Any of you here that used to have an experience with God, a spiritual experience, I mean something that used to happen with you, but now is no more. Maybe those days when you pray, you will feel something. Or when you worship, or you are in a service like this, you will feel something. Or you used to walk in the gifts of the Spirit, but right now is no more. Please open your hands in front of you, everybody. I will breathe through the mic. And as I breathe, the breath of God is bringing restoration of those gifts. Open your hands. Now. Receive it. And I stir up everything that you have with God. I stir it up. I stir it up. I stir it up. Fresh fire from above. Kabalababababa katoko toko bayakata. Hey, hey, na 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 na. Keep playing. Mosha katala bariata kamusu. Mosketele barana sayanama. Do 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 do. Receive, receive, receive. Fresh from heaven. Lando mosi ala manga na la made. Eh na 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 na. So na 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 na. As I'm singing in the spirit, angels are moving and touching people right now. Sheria na 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 de na 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 de na 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 sa na 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 de na 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 na. Oh God, do 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 do. Sha na la na la ma na la. I release you into your calling tonight. Under this apostolic and prophetic grace, I release you to your calling and your ordination. Step into your divine calling and ordination. The anointing for that season comes upon you now. Comes upon you. Comes upon you. All the prophetess and prophets, all the intercessors, step into that grace. Moshalabarataka. I see the Lord releasing wisdom on people. Wisdom. My God, my God, God is doing things here. Step into the grace of your divine purpose. Step into it now. Step into it, step into it, step into it. Hey! Let it show. Let it show that I met with you. Substance, give me you, give me presence, give me proofs, give me substance, let it show I met with you. Hey, Messiah, let it show, let it show, let it show. There are people that God is anointing in the back. Before we close tonight, it's not a waste of time, believe me. For you, the miracle is an anointing that will shift you to your God-ordained place. Your God-ordained place. You are going higher, says the Spirit of God. You are going higher, says the Spirit of God. Give me proof. Let it show. Let it show that I met with you. at this miracle service. Let it show, let it show. Let it show, let it show. Let it show, let it show. That I'm every child. Let it show that I met with you. Hey, let it show. Please lift your hands. Every arrow of hell, every arrow of hell fired to anyone, I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. Every poison, every arrow of witchcraft, every form of diabolism that was entered into against you, right now by the authority in the name of Jesus, I flush it out of your body. I flush it out of your body. My God, deliverance. I flush it out of your body. I flush it out of your life. I flush it out of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, please lift your hands once more please. Anyone that has gone to a native doctor, a shrine, because of you, whether you are aware of it or not, this night I release thunder. I release the thunder from above. And I declare that it will backfire by fire. Backfire by fire. Backfire by fire. Any native doctor, any witch, any necromancer, any wizard, any diabolic individual that was consulted for your sake, right now I release judgment upon them. Hear me, if I be a man of God, before the sun rises tomorrow, may the earth swallow their bodies. May the earth swallow their bodies. May the earth swallow their bodies. I release you from ancestral yokes. I release you from village yokes, village powers. I release you from bloodline curses, bloodline afflictions. Take that grace in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the mystery of exemption. I exempt you from that family trouble, from that family curse, from that family yoke. That demon of poverty in your family, I exempt you. 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 Touch that man with glasses. Let him come. I want to pray for him. I exempt you. Wherever your name has been called for evil, I decree and declare, when they call your name, let Elohim answer on your behalf. I say, when they call your name, let El Shaddai answer on your behalf. Touch in the name of Jesus. God is releasing families here. Destinies are being released. I release marital settlements. The power of God is everywhere here. The power of God is everywhere. I release marital settlement. I release marital settlement. I release marital settlement. I don't know why God is asking me to touch people. Time has gone, but I don't know why God is just doing it. This can just be the cry of somebody. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Or you have a relative that is trusting God for the fruit of the womb? I declare it at this miracle service, done. I say I call it done. In the name of Jesus Christ. I release financial breakthroughs. I release a 24-hour financial miracle. 48-hour financial miracle. 72 hours financial miracles. Come, my dear, come. Let me pray for you. Come. You are here to receive. No, stand up. Stand up. Please wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have been released in the name of Jesus. I want to make an altar call before we go. Before this altar call, there's somebody that I need to pray for. Don't be ashamed. But if I don't pray for you now, don't come after the service. If I don't pray for you now, something bad is about to happen. I see you involved into something that is connected to cultism. Yes. I see you involved with a group of people, and this is like cultism. You don't want it. I don't know whether you are out or not, but I need to pray for you. Please, everybody, be upstanding. If you are that person, rush to the front quickly. Now, let me take an altar call as well. If you are here, you've seen the move of God. You've seen the grace and the power of God. These are the workings of Jesus. And all glory to his name. But you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. You know him because you hear people mention his name. Even you mention his name when you are in trouble. But you don't have a relationship with him. And today, under this grace, under this anointing, and with what God has done, you want to surrender to Jesus and you want to have a relationship with him. Wherever you are, I want you to step forward quickly, and I'm going to pray for you. Or you want to rededicate your life afresh. You've not been too serious with God. You want to really mean business with God now and serve him. Step forward as well. You are here, you have an addiction or something you are struggling with, and you want God to set you free. Wherever you are, step forward as well. I'm going to count to 10. Please, this is not a time to pretend. This is your moment so you can be restored into relationship and fellowship with Jesus. And God will make your life brand new again. I'll count to 10, and as they come out, please celebrate Jesus for them. 1. 2. Inside and outside. 3. 4. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to know him as your Lord and Savior. You want to rededicate your life afresh. Please step forward quickly. Run like you are running out of a house burning. 5. I'm waiting for you. Keep clapping, they are coming. 6. Oh, I see more people coming. Jesus is calling you. 7. Eight. Let's give it our best for these last 2 seconds. 9. Come, Jesus is calling to you. Hallelujah. I'm still going to wait for 10 more seconds. There are people who need to join them here. I want you to surrender. This is a call to surrender to Jesus. And if you're that gentleman I spoke about, I see you involved in cultism. I need to pray for you. Otherwise, there's something inside of your body. And if I don't pray for you now and lead you to Christ again, you are soon going to die. I saw you involved with a group of people. This is like cult. Maybe you are no longer doing it again, but you need to be free. Come quickly. I'm waiting for you. Please stretch your hands towards this one. Please come now while the anointing is up. As soon as we close, no more prayers for that. Stretch your hands towards these ones and pray for them. Those of you in front, please put your right hand on your chest. Repeat these words after me to seal your salvation experience. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe that you died and rose again for my salvation. I receive you today into my heart, and I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please lift that right hand up. Father, these ones, by the confession of their mouth and the faith in their hearts, we declare them born again. We declare their sins forgiven. We declare from today that by the filling of your spirit, they will walk in victory over sin, Satan, hell, death, and the grave. And from today onwards, they will serve you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.